Before I begin the sermon, this year, like other years, I have produced a booklet. This year, it is a book, Love, Joy, Peace, and Power. And it gives the story behind this benediction, which I made up some 50-some years ago. And so it gives the story behind how this benediction, how I came to write this benediction. So this is the booklet that you will receive this year. Also, at the early service, you all missed out on something. We had a shepherd outside with two goats. And they were actually Richmond's daughter and her goats that came, and the kids loved them outside. So, one of the most awesome experiences in life is to sit on a hillside or a mountaintop, far away from any city lights, especially on a clear, dark night. The stars draw you into the expanse of the universe. And what is the closest vision of eternity which we can fathom? It's to sit back and be absorbed by the universe. It's such a night during which the shepherd some 2,000 years ago experienced. A beautiful, calm, and seemingly peaceful night. But in the darkness of every night, there also were the dangers which could suddenly threaten life itself and threaten the shepherds and their flock. They would be threatened by wild animals, thieves, and even murderers. Now on this particular night, the darkness of the peaceful night was suddenly interrupted by an angel of God announcing the news that the fears of the darkness of life no longer needed to be a part of life. A new ray of light had come to penetrate the darkness of the world. This new light to the world is what we celebrate tonight with the lighting of candles. And tonight in particular, we will continue our series on the traditions of Christmas with the Christmas candle which we place in our windows. Now, in order to trace this tradition, we must realize that many years ago, before there was electricity and streetlights, to travel at night was risky, dangerous, and even frightening. Now, you either travel by horse or donkey, but most likely by foot. Now, with this unpredictable and slow form of transportation, many times you would leave early in the morning and not reach your destination before darkness fell. Therefore, you were left to travel in the darkness, facing the dangers of the night. To see any light, even the smallest of light in the distance, was a welcome sight, since you knew that there was life ahead, and perhaps safety for the night. Now throughout Europe, many would place lighted candles in their window in order to tell the weary traveler that they were welcome to stay the night. Therefore, they would place a lighted candle in their window. This was a sign. A sign that the traveler could stay the night. It was the warm and loving sign of hospitality. The candle in the window. But the question is, why did the candle in the window become associated with Christmas? Now, like many traditions, there is a legend which gives its own story about why. This legend goes something like this. Many, many years ago, in a small Austrian village, lived a poor shoemaker and his wife. They had little food or clothing. But you know, they always seemed to share with their friends and their neighbors and even strangers traveling their way. And every night, he made sure that he lit a candle. Placed it in his window. The inviting glow of the candle. The candle in the darkness of the night said, "Come in. Come in and we will help you if we can." And so they hosted many strangers that were traveling through this village. But you know, nobody else in the village did the same. They did take note though that during times of sickness and famine and floods and storms and even war, the shoemaker and his wife seemed to be left untouched. No amount of trouble seemed to happen to them. Now, on one particular Christmas Eve, war was ravaging all around the village. And was threatening the village. So the people gathered together on that Christmas Eve in order to discuss what they would do about this crisis. It was then that someone took note of the lowly shoemaker, who had always escaped any of the problems the others experienced. And someone asked, you know, why is that he and his wife never experienced the troubles which we have had? Then another answered, you know, maybe it is the candle they place in their window every night. Now, with that revelation, All the village people decided to place a lighted candle in their windows that Christmas Eve night. So the legend goes that each home that long ago night had a glowing candle in the window. And then before dawn broke on that Christmas morning, the people were suddenly awakened by the sound of a horseman riding through town shouting, "Praise God, peace has been declared. The war is over and our soldiers will soon be coming home. Praise God." Well, needless to say, from that time on, the small village was aglow every Christmas Eve with candles in the windows. The practice of the candle in the window, the legend says, then grew until it is widely practiced throughout the Christian world. Now the legend was to explain the origin of the tradition of the Christmas candle, but it was just a legend. But the real origin of the Christmas window candle seems to have its roots in 17th century Ireland. During the time of the English persecution of the Catholics in Ireland, there were no churches that the Catholics could go to. And priests were forbidden. So they went underground, hiding wherever they could. But they would secretly visit farms and homes in the darkness of the night in order to say Mass. Now, of course, Catholics longed to have a priest visit their home, especially on Christmas. So on Christmas Eve, they would actually place a lighted candle in their windows. And then they would unlock their doors as a sign of welcome to any outlawed priest who may be walking by to come in and celebrate the Nativity with a Mass. Now, when the homeowners were questioned by the English soldiers, who always poked their nose into everything, when they questioned about the candles, the homeowners would calmly explain, "Don't worry, we burn the candles and keep the doors unlocked. That Mary and Joseph, looking for a place to stay, will find their way to our home. We welcome them with open doors and open hearts." Well, the soldiers would take this gesture as just another superstition. Superstition of a backward people. And it was completely harmless to have that candle in the window. Now, the tradition was continued even when the ban on Catholics ceased. Priests would visit homes on Christmas Eve at the sight of a burning candle in the window to give a Christmas blessing. Now the Germans had a similar tradition. They placed a lighted candle in the window on Christmas Eve to welcome any stranger who happened by. For that stranger just may be the Christ child coming to them. Coming to them in the form of someone in need, a stranger. Now, it seems that the Christmas window candle now is common throughout the Christian world as not only a sign of hospitality, but the fact of celebrating the birth of Jesus, who is the light of the world. John the Baptist proclaimed Isaiah's prophecy. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. And today in our world, in the darkness of and crisis of our world, oh, that light of God's love is so needed. Remember Jesus' words. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Now, during the season of Christmas, when we see a candle in the window, the candle may look something like this. When we see that candle, wherever it may be, let us be reminded that we are celebrating the birth of Jesus. That's what Christmas is about. The birth of Jesus, who is the light of the world and who lights our way throughout the joys and the trials of life. Then we'll be able to hear the good news of the angel to the shepherd. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah of the Lord. And oh, do we need this message today? When we light our candles during the singing of Silent Night, we will not only be participating in the celebration of Jesus' birth, but we will stand with those shepherds long ago. And along with them, we will hear those glorious words. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. Message of peace, of God's love, the message of Christmas. Amen.